appreciate you stopping in, as always, here on the Steve Gruber Show. We have a chance to talk to the best guests. And one of those best guests is Dan Gaynor from the Media Research Center. Dan, welcome back. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks. There's never any news to talk about. Where there's just never anything going on.
just a desert of news out there. I watched. Let me ask your opinion. Is Anthony Blinken competent? I mean, honestly, here's a guy. He doesn't even show up for the interviews with Congress. He does it remotely. When Kabul was falling, he was at the Hamptons, enjoying champagne and caviar or whatever. Point being is he's out at swanky parts of the Hamptons skipping the fall of Kabul while Americans are in harm's way. And I look at him yesterday. Man, he can't field a tough question. He's just not skilled, is he?
No, I really don't have much of an opinion of him. And the fact the only one person who suffered any consequences for our disastrous pullout from Afghanistan is a lieutenant colonel who dared criticize our disastrous pullout from Afghanistan. Blinken is not, Milley is not, we're just the land of nobody's to blame for incompetence anymore. That's our government.
Well, let me ask you this, because Blinken was asked something that I think caught him flat-footed completely more than the rest of the questions, and that was, have you been interviewed by the FBI recently about Hunter Biden? What do you know about Ukraine and Burisma and so forth? I can't talk about possible this or that. He as much as admitted that, yes, he has been interrogated by the FBI and answering questions over this with Hunter Biden. And that brings me back to the big tech problem leading up to the election, where the entire Hunter Biden story was blacked out basically by Facebook, Twitter. I mean, the New York Post was shut down on social media for, 2 weeks or something? Because they were talking about Hunter Biden in the story. Say that again.
17 whole days.
Right. 17 days. Silenced. And now we know that Anthony Blinken, who talked to Hunter about this back in 2015, I'm gleaning some of this from John Solomon and Just the News, man. They've got it. They've got him dead to right. And you have to ask yourself, are we going to learn this story finally after Joe Biden's been president for a year or two or whenever it finally comes out and they say, oh, yeah, this was all true. This is the problem with big tech and the social media companies having too much power. Or am I wrong?
Well, of course they have too much power, but the FEC ruled that, what big tech did, restricting the Hunter Biden story in the middle of a presidential election. Oh, it was perfectly fine. It wasn't even a contribution in kind. It was made perfect business sense. How can any, not even just the United States now, how can any nation on earth that runs free elections have free elections if the dominant, big tech completely censor news? So, that's just flat out, you can't. When Twitter and Facebook reaches nearly 3 billion people on Earth, more than China and India combined. How can you have free elections when they fix them? And they don't. I'm not talking about the good fixing. I'm talking about, like, if you're betting on a bad race, that's the kind of, you're in Vegas and you think the dice are funny. That's what big tech is doing to our elections.
Okay, so here's the conversation that people have been having for a period of time. And it's one of the rare occasions that I actually agree, maybe the only occasion, that I agree with Elizabeth Warren about anything, basically. But I do believe that big tech is too powerful. I do believe they have a lock on the market. As you just said, the distribution is jaw-dropping when you have billions of people lining up to get their news. But big tech doesn't create news. They just edit what you're allowed to read, see, and hear. And that's a big problem to me.
It's a big problem to everybody. Unfortunately, the left and the right don't agree on the solutions because the left wants more of the same. Their solution, and we've seen it for the Biden administration about COVID, to the point where Joe Biden and the Surgeon General both called on big tech to flat out censor more content. And then big tech responded and did some of what they asked. So that's not a recipe for sustainable free speech online. On the right, that people want more free speech. that the left has decided that safety is more important than liberty.
So how do we get there, Dan? How do we get to a point where we can say, big tech, either you're going to basically take off the muzzle from all these people, because it's obvious they don't muzzle their friends. They don't muzzle the elite on the left. They only muzzle those on the right. They only throttle down those that somehow violate their pursuit of socialism and communism, which is bizarre to me, because in a socialist communist state, they're going to get nipped at some point. They're going to get neutered, because that's the way it always works, is it? Isn't it? I mean, come on.
What's to say? Rich liberal or leftist billionaires and millionaires have always done this. They've got guilt for being rich. And that is always one of the appeals of Donald Trump. Donald Trump's rich. Donald Trump has no guilt about being rich. He worked real hard. His family worked hard. He had money, and he spent it and had a good time. You look at people like Jeff Bezos or Mark Zuckerberg or any of these people, and they don't seem happy about it. And so because they're guilty, they throw money at leftist causes, which basically undermine the very system. And George Soros has been undermining the very system that helped make him one of the wealthiest men in the world. He's been doing it for decades. So, they're not going to change. The Hollywood's the same way. Hollywood, you could be super wealthy in Hollywood, and then you almost reject the fact that you're successful.
And so here's one story that's kind of stuck in my craw. And I just read a short story from the NBC affiliate Channel 5 in Chicago, talking about a woman who was anti-vax, pro-ivermectin. She died. It didn't die of COVID, but died. And then they go over and refer to ivermectin as this animal dewormer, blah, blah, blah. Anybody with 5 seconds and a Google button can figure out that ivermectin has been used on millions and millions of human beings around the planet since 1981. That the people that invented ivermectin have stopped river blindness and a bunch of other diseases caused by parasites. And they won the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2015 because of the incredible changes and benefit to millions and millions of people. And yet these news outlets keep referring to it as a horse dewormer. I'm sorry. That's not just dishonest. That's lazy and dishonest. I'll give you the last word.
Well, man, it's deliberate. It's setting a narrative to make it seem like anybody who takes this medicine, even if they get it from a doctor, is some sort of lunatic. Look at how they went after Joe Rogan, who admitted he taken ivermectin from a doctor.
Right.
They're out to destroy him. And they wanted him to die. Like, how dare you not die from COVID in a way that we don't approve of? It's insane.
We did not ordain the way you died. You shall die in a prescribed manner. We're going to die a long, slow, quiet death if we don't get this censorship eliminated. Dan Gaynor, Vice President, Free Speech, American Business to Media Research Center. Dan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you.
Thanks. Talk to you soon.
There you have it. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com. The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day, It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.